"Hold the candle," said Mr. Rochester, and I took it. He fetched a basin of water from the washstand. "Hold that," said he. I obeyed. He took the sponge, dipped it in, and moistened the corpse-like face. He asked for my smelling bottle and applied it to the nostrils. Mr. Mason shortly unclosed his eyes. He groaned. Mr. Rochester opened the shirt of the wounded man, whose arm and shoulder were bandaged. He sponged away blood, trickling fast down.
"Is there immediate danger?"
murmured Mr. Mason.
"Pooh! No, a mere scratch. Don't be so overcome, man. Bear up. I'll fetch a surgeon for you now, myself. You'll be able to be removed by morning, I hope."
"Jane," he continued.
"Sir?"
"I shall have to leave you in this room with this gentleman for an hour, or perhaps 2 hours. You will sponge the blood as I do when it returns. If he feels faint, you will put the glass of water on that stand to his lips, and your salts to his nose. You will not speak to him on any pretext, and, Richard, it will be at the peril of your life if you speak to her.